Bedtime Bites presents The Night Breeze's Gentle Song. Calvin the little hedgehog nestled into his cozy leaf bed, his quills rustling softly as he tried to settle down for sleep. But try as he might, his eyes just wouldn't stay closed. The forest around him was alive with nighttime sounds, and Calvin's curiosity was getting the better of him. With a tiny yawn, he poked his head out from under his leafy blanket and gazed up at the star-speckled sky. The moon hung like a silver coin, casting a soft glow over the sleepy woodland. "I wonder what makes all those night noises," Calvin whispered to himself, his little nose twitching with excitement. Quietly, he crept out of his bed and tiptoed through the underbrush. The cool grass tickled his paws as he ventured deeper into the moonlit forest. As he walked, Calvin noticed something peculiar. It was as if the forest itself was breathing, creating a gentle rhythm that swayed the branches and rustled the leaves. He stopped to listen more closely. Whoosh, whisper, went the night breeze, caressing the treetops. Calvin's eyes widened with wonder. "Why, it's like the forest is singing a lullaby," he exclaimed softly. Intrigued, he continued his moonlit stroll, his ears perked up to catch every sound. As he passed by a babbling brook, he heard it adding its own melody to the night's song. "Gurgle, bubble, gurgle, bubble," sang the stream, its water dancing over smooth pebbles. Calvin giggled, his tiny paws splashing in the shallow water. "Even the brook is joining in," he said, delighted. Just then, a gentle hoot caught his attention. Calvin looked up to see a wise old owl perched on a nearby branch, its feathers ruffled by the night breeze. "Hoo-hoo, little one," the owl cooed. "What brings you out on this musical night?" Calvin explained how he couldn't sleep and had discovered the forest's nighttime symphony. The owl nodded knowingly and said, "Ah, yes, the night breeze's gentle song. It's a special lullaby that helps all the forest creatures drift off to dreamland." "Fascinated," Calvin asked, "but how does it work?" The owl ruffled its feathers and replied, "Well, my young friend, it's all about listening with your heart. Close your eyes and feel the rhythm of the forest around you." Calvin did as the owl suggested. He closed his eyes and took a deep breath, letting the sounds of the night wash over him. The breeze's whisper, the brook's gurgle, and even the soft rustling of leaves all blended together in a soothing melody. As he stood there, swaying gently to the forest's lullaby, Calvin felt a wave of sleepiness wash over him. His eyelids grew heavy, and he let out a big yawn. "Oh my," Calvin murmured, "I do feel rather sleepy now." The owl chuckled softly. "That's the magic of the night breeze's gentle song. Now, let's get you back to your cozy bed, little one." With the owl gliding silently overhead, Calvin made his way back through the moonlit forest. Every step felt lighter as the night's lullaby carried him along. When he reached his leaf bed, Calvin snuggled in, pulling his leafy blanket up to his chin. The owl perched on a nearby branch, keeping a watchful eye on the little hedgehog. "Thank you, Mr. Owl," Calvin said with another big yawn. "I never knew the night could be so magical." The owl hooted softly in response. "Sweet dreams, young Calvin. Remember, whenever you can't sleep, just listen for the night breeze's gentle song." As Calvin's eyes fluttered closed, he could still hear the soothing rhythm of the forest's lullaby. The whisper of the breeze, the gurgle of the brook, and the rustle of leaves all blended together in a perfect harmony. Whoosh, whisper, gurgle, bubble, went the night, its gentle song carrying Calvin off to dreamland. And so, under the watchful gaze of the wise old owl and wrapped